Thank you, Rabbi.
Good. So we're holding now on Lechayev. So we're here in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Perkei Pasuk Yud Gimel, where he's going down the Kaima of the beloved one, and each one she's singling out something that is unique. Lechayev Karugas Habaisim Migdolas Merkachim. So the Lechayayim, the cheeks like Karugas Habaisim, nouns of Merkachim. So let's look at lechayev kairugas habayisim gaz mekachem pirush heim halachayim shemegadna ser shal zaken em kairugas habayisim shegdelim shomer kachem umisayris hazaken nikem hashavas adam meshem furish bezayha v'neged sefer shmoyis kisham yudas mitzayim shayis machshava. Let's suffice it. So let's talk a little bit about this. We said before that our ke'ilu, the Cyrus of Roish, are the chelik of machshava that goes beyond the Roish. So the Cyrus is kilu above the Roish, and and when we're talking about Cyrus of the head, we're talking about a bechina that's even before Sichlius and so on. The next phase is the mouth of a person. The mouth of a person gives over the machshavas. It articulates the machshavas and makes them concretize machshavas. So the first step in making machshavas into metzias is giving it words. It's not only speaking it over with somebody, but even before that, just giving it words. I know I want something. Not sure what, and when I'm able to be magdir it, that's when it becomes a davar shel mamish. That's one. Now, just like the Cyrus and the Roish describe describe the koyach machshava before the machshava, the Cyrus of the lechayayim is the chelik where machshava sort of it's pre-dibur. It's something which is where machshava is beginning to become a metzias in this world. And the way in which we do that is the way in which it happens is that it's nika machshava shel adam. So in the face of a person, we can tell his machshava. So you haven't told me that you don't like this, but I see in your face already you don't like it. So the Cyrus are that nekuda of ke'ilu, a bridge between machshava and dibur. It's not dibur mamish, but it's machshava that's already become apparent. There are hanhagas of Ribbon Shalom that are keneged different points on a person's beard. So the anhagas that we're familiar with are keneged different ivarim, the hands, the feet, the middle, and so on. There also are different anhagas of Kadosh Baruch Hu that are keneged the different points on the beard. It's a certain hisgalus of a rotzen pre-dibur, pre-maisa, it's where you give me this are attached to and so on. It's a gili of things coming before that world, and that's what the Chayayim are. So he says, the Misairus HaZokin Nikam HaShavah Sodim HaShavah Bezayah. So that's where we have a sort of a beginning of Machshava coming into a certain Mitzias more solid. And then he says, "V'u neged sefer shmoyis, yisham yis mitzayim shayam machshava litzufayis nachdei shiuchel nekalus ha'teira." So the machshavas, in other words, if we look at Teira in general, so Teira b'chlolu yusei is the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzen, Chachma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is navigating the world, directing the world to a certain shleimus. The earlier we are in Chumash, the less clear it is what that shleimus is, and it begins to become more and more developed as we go further and further along. That's the mahalach of it. So in Bereishis, it's still very, very early on. Bereishis is just kuloi b'machshavtoi, and we just find nekudas like the others. Shemois, we don't have yet, before Matan Torah for sure, not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, but we're beginning to see Klal Yisrael, Hashgachin Mitzrayim, and so on. We're beginning to get a sense of what it is that Ribbono Shel Olam wants out of everything. So he says, So we're beginning to see in Mitzrayim, he quotes over here on the bottom, famous Chazal, Me'emek Chevron, Me'etza Mukashoyse Tzadik, Akova Chevron. So I'll go upon him, this is the same thing. This Sifsois of Shoshanim, who are Seres Hadibris Umatan Torah, So in Matan Torah, so it's as if the pasuk is telling me there is the hakdama to dibur, and that's lechoyoyev, and then there's the sanim sheishanim. That's the gufa dibur. That's really in anochi we have the clear gilu of diburim of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. There's another a side thing, I guess, but it says, Rav Moshe Shapiro would say this many times, it's over Maral, that it says, Eila Dvar Sheba Moshe, and the Irach Gisa, it says that Moshe is a Kvad Peh. So what are these Diburim that he spoke? So the answer is, Chazal say, this is before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah. The point is, Moshe Rabbeinu's Diburim were pure diburim. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's could not say things that were not the atzmius of the emes. And b'meila before Matan Torah, there were no words. Those words had not been created yet, and that's why the lashon of the Maharal says kvad peh means it was too heavy. The words that we possess describing our reality are too clunky to be able to express the Metzias as Moshe Rabbeinu perceived it, which is very close to what the Emes is. And therefore, before Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu had no words. There were no giluyim of words in the world that could give over that Metzias Amitis. With Matan Torah, we now have a Metzias Amitis. So Sheshanim, who asas Dibes Matan Torah, Shomo Yishem Dibekotche, Noitos Ma'oiver, who Gamkein, Koy al Matan Torah, Kmesha Amru, Kol Dibur Dibur. Sheyasma Kashbroch, Makal and Kulay Psomim, Shem and Noitfois, Moir Oive. So the whole world itself, it says, was filled with Psomim, and that was the Pchina of the Noitfois Moir Oive.
Does this mean that after Matan Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not Kvad Peh, Kvad Lashon?
That's what it's Mashmer Chazal. So you could say that Nisrapu Kalamumin, but he says it, it's Be'etzim. In other words, his Kvad Peh was the shortcoming of the world of Dipurim. There was no way to express many of the Haibin ideas. It's just like, if we could ask ourselves, if we could say, before Reb Chaim Brisker came along, we were missing a vocabulary to express certain Havanis. And he created a vocabulary. The Maharal created a vocabulary. It's more than just coming up with a pshat. A lot of times you have to come up with words. You have to come up with kalim. And that's what he came up with.
Is that a davar yadua, that even besides for, according to the Pasha pshat, that Moshe Rabbeinu's mum was Misrapet, that he ceased to be...
I mean, Chazal say, it's a Chazal that say... If you give me a minute, it's a medrash, I believe. I can find it easily. Dvarim. Find it easily, I will share it with you. Okay. It's a Medrash Tanchuma Dvarim Perek Beis. Ela dvarim shadibe Moshe. Omri Yisrael, es malamato liyish dvarim anoichi. Yes, they said liyish dvarim anoichi. V'achshav atem medaber kol kach. Amei Yitzchak im ata chayecho shnei es ha-teira v'sisrapi. Moshe k'lomas kol ha-teira b'midbar barav v'mul suf. En z'yashama kosev oz yedalig ke'ayel piseach v'torin l'shen ilim. So that's what Chazal say over here. That Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the Torah is Mar Peloshin. But he's masbirit that the Pshat was the problem was the Loshin, the problem was language. It was not, there was no good language, and mainly he couldn't speak it. Didn't have the right Kalim to express Emes in it. Okay. Now, I want to add one more thing. It says, called Diva Diva Chelsea Bekadish Baruch Hu Nismalek Olam Kulay Psamim. So there's an added, it's sort of, what's the right word for it? It's kind of an extra bonus that not only do you get the Diva, do you get the Psamim also. But what's the Pshat in this? He doesn't say, the guy doesn't say over here, but I want to add Pshat based on what we saw a long time ago. The b'chinas reyach is always the b'china of something beyond. We saw in the very first verse, reyach shmanecha. The first attraction to those people outside is as a reyach of something. So it's like reyach reaches the furthest, even when you can't see or identify what is going on. You smell something. But smell is also very vague because it's so beyond the other chushim. So touching something is the closest you get to something. Seeing or hearing or touching and tasting actually is the closest. Hearing or seeing is further away. Smell is the furthest, and it's most vague, and it's the hardest to pinpoint. But, so reach is always meramis on something that's very, very beyond, not quite tangible, and so on. So normally, by us, dibur is mitzamtzum de machshava. In other words, if I say something, I have an idea. I have some sort of vague idea. I work very hard and put into words, and that becomes very mitzamtzum. So when you write a contract with words, the words mean what they mean. When we talk and we shmooze, we mean be'erech. You understand be'erek what I mean. You understand what I'm driving at. When we put it down a contract, letter for letter, word for word, this is it. This is exactly what we're talking about. We've identified and so on. So normally, dibur is a process that sort of freezes whatever it is I've been thinking. Lemashal, I could have a certain lumdis, or I could say it in different ways. And I debate, and finally, once I make a decision, I'm saying it in a certain way. That's the way it comes. It comes down. The in the mahalach of in Ribbono Shel Olam, the Divrei Torah itself has in itself a quality that it leads you to more than that. And all of the different inyanim in Torah, all the different levels of remes, lemashal. If I want to write something and it should have a double meaning to it, it's excruciatingly difficult. And a lot of times it's an either-or situation. Either I will say what I want to say clearly, and then it doesn't leave much room for the imagination, or I say it poetically, be'erech, and then it leaves a lot of room for... I'm lacking clarity, but I have a lot of remuzin for things like that. Torah itself is has on the one hand ena mikra tzedei pshutoi, a certain, you know, this is what it says, and you know, the briska type of diuk on the words. On the other hand, you also have rimazim, rimzi rimazim, for dashing all the kutzes shiyud in the Torah. Though that's part of this property of Torah, that it allows itself, it has the pchinas reach attached to the pchinas dibur. Each word itself has also reiches to it, and you could tease out all sorts of other meanings. That's the license for Chazal, where there's ena mikra tzedei pshuta, and then there's, you know, there's the world of drush, there's the world of remez, the world of sight. Those are all there in order to give a person, a person gets both of them from the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We get both of them. I think that's merumas in the pasuk here. Okay. Yudalit. Yodav Galilei Zahav Mimuloyim B'Tarshish May of Eshesh Shein Mulefes Apirit. So now we're talking about two things. We're talking about Yadayim and we're talking about the Me'ayim. So Yodav Galilei Zahav Pirish. Yodav Galilei Zahav Umase Amishkin Shumais Yideyim. So that's called a Mais Yideyim. The Mishkan is called Mais Yideyim. The it's a little bit shver to understand it, because we're going over here on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're not going on Klal Yisrael's Maisim. We're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So by saying Shumais Yideyim, Why would the pasuk be going on that? Lemaisa, this is all talking about the Rabbeinu Shalom's asiyah. Let's take a look in 200. He asks this kasha. Mikar advar ksubis, famous story. Ksubis dorsh by kapar gdoy lemaisa dik yis in my shayim v'aretz. The my shayim v'aretz ksiv af yodi yasta aretz v'imini tipa shemayim. V'il lemaisa deyem shel tzadikim ksiv mechoyin shifra v'alta Hashem g'ashem konya decha. So yes, v'dir Rabbeinu Sochin shay yodav glizav kozak kodesh baruch hu. So he also, yes, on the Gemara, so he quotes over here, we'll skip the kasha from the Marit. So he's speaking over here some sort of similarity between the two. Now let's talk about it a little bit. It doesn't really give an answer to it. The over there it says Gedoyle Maisit Sadikim Yisim Maisit Shmaya Baretz. That Gedoyle Maisit Sadikim more than Shmaya Baretz. Because it says Af Yodi Yosta Aretz, V'Lemaisnashkal Tzadik V'Simchot Shkal Hashem V'Shem Koinu Yodecha. So here is one yad, and here is two yadayim. So that's Shver Lemaisa in the pasuk itself of it. It's going on Adam and so on. So let's understand the difference over here. When you're talking about Brias ha'olam mitzad sheirish hadvarim, then the maila lies in having it come all from a hay, which is a asa klila. It's a light ice. The less HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, the less was put into it, the greater the maisa is. Lamashal. If a person is a mishabeach, a cook, a baker, so one shevach is all she had in the house, all he had in the house was a little flour, a little sugar, a little this, and look what came out of it. So there's the shevach mitzad, what went into it, the more of a shevach it is. When you're talking about what came out of it, you say, look how many different designs there are, how many different flavors, how complex. In other words, pashtus is a maila mitzad what goes into something. Complexity, our cover, is a maila mitzad what comes out. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the world of Asiya, we are shutim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever we do that comes because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it, there's a p'china of shluch shalom kemoise. So anything that shayach to the world of Asiya, we are the ones that are the shluch rachmana to accomplish it. And therefore, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world of Asiya, we talk about one yad, and the maila is mitzad, the miut of input. Mitzidenu, the fact that it's shtei yadayim is the maila. It's the fact that the Mishkan is so intricate, there's so much detail to it, is its malyusa. Now, anything that we talk about in the Olam HaMaisa, we are shutfim HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this last segment. From making everything a metzias in the Olam HaMaisa is where Adam comes in. So the Shluch Shalom Kemoise is specific in this area, and that's where our Maila is. That's the so even though the Pasuk is going on Yodav Glili Zov on Kaviyach Rebbe Shalom, but we have a saying for the Gemara. Gemara is something called Yoda Arichta, a long hand. So in the world of Machshava, we're not shayach to it. In the world of Dibur, we're not shayach. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Dvar Hashem. There is a little bit of a shayachus in Parash of Apeh, but again, the Diburim of Torah are Ribbono Shel Olam. The Asiya, the world of Asiyas, is most strongly expressed by us. So when Chazal speak about that a person can't demand from Kadosh Baruch Hu schar for mitzvahs, Kadosh Baruch Hu says mikid muni. You wouldn't have brought a carbon if I wouldn't have given you an animal. You couldn't do this if I wouldn't give you this. But so the yachas is always in the olam ha'asiya, we're the ones that do it. The input into the olam ha'asiya is Ribbono Shel Olam. That's how we judge the yachas we need to. So even though so yodav glili zohav is something that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mice, it's mice through our mice. So we have Glili Zohar, which is the Maisa Mishkan, and I assume that Zohar is the most prominent of it. Mimuloyim betarshish. It's filled with tarshish. So he says over here, one of the Maisa choishin ve'efod v'orim betumim. The choishin ve'efod v'orim betumim, those are the Maisa tarshish. Now, it seems as if we're taking two general items. We're taking the Galilei Zohav, the as Zohav as the material of which the Mishkan was made out of. So we'll assume that the most important kelim was Zohav, the Aron, the Menorah, and you know that's the chashuv part of the Mishkan. I understand that. And then you have, the muloim tarshis, which is the choshen, the ephod, the orim v'tumim. That's the place where you had a makrim for avanim, tevis, and so on. The mashmos over here is as if there is a split between the two. As far as we're concerned, there's a parasha that says what do you need for the Mishkan. You know, you need Zohar and Kesef and Choshesh and, Tulashani. And so these Avonim are also Ki'ilu part of that same entourage of expensive materials that you need for it. Mashmos here is not like that. Mashmos here is that there's a certain Yichud in these things. I think the Yichud is that the way the Pasuk says it, it's Zohar Mimula Tarshish it's Ke'ilu, and everything in the Mishkan is a setting. It's through the Avonim of Urim V'Tumim that there's a Ha'ara that comes down from the Ribbono Shel Olam to the world. There's a Ha'ara to us in the Avonim. In general, Chazal always understood Avonim to be Me'irim. They're like, they give light. Even though we understand today that it's only if you shine a light on it. But they're the Chelek of the Bria that's Me'ir. So B'neila, it's a Ha'ara. So it's as if the Mishkan has, everything that's made in the Mishkan is a setting for the Urim V'Tumim, which is a window into the other world, into the Ratzon Hashem, and so on. So if you want to sort of sum up the entire Mishkan is a kli, and Ke'ilu, the teichnut of the kli, is that. And that's why he calls it mulois tashish. It's something which is filled with tashish. So I think that's the combination of the two together. Okay, we'll hold it in the middle of the pasuk over here. We'll see Asher Shein next time. It's Hashem. Okay.